Poetry Pick to Click, or as I like to think of it, PPTC, on KCSB-FM. This is your weekly peek at the world of poetry, courtesy of me, George Acheson, Santa Barbara's Poet Laureate for 2025 to 2027. Coming from the East Coast, where weather is dicier than it is here in Halcyon, California, Memorial Day always signaled the beginning of summer and the opening of swimming pools. Of course, pool season is also fraught with perils, as the gimlet-eyed Thomas Lux points out in his poem, The Swimming Pool. All around the apartment swimming pool, the boys stare at the girls, and the girls look everywhere but the opposite, or down or up. It is as it was 1,000 years ago. The fat boy has it hardest. He takes the sneers, prefers the winter so he can wear his heavy pants and sweater. Today, he's here with the others. Better they are cruel to him in his presence than out. Of the five here now, 3 boys, 2 girls, 1 is fat, 3 cruel, and 1, a girl, wavers to the side, all the world tearing at her. As yet, she has no breasts, her friend does. And were it not for the forlorn fat boy who she joins in taunting, she could not bear her terror, which is the terror of being him. Does it make her happy that she has no need right now of ingratiation, of acting fool to solve her loneliness? She doesn't seem so happy. She is like the lower middle class, that fatal group handed crumbs so they can drop a few down lower to the poor so they won't kill the rich. All around the apartment swimming pool, there is what's everywhere, forsakenness and fear, a disdain for those beneath us rather than a rage against the ones above, the exploiters, the oblivious, and unabashedly cruel. That volta, that's the term for the shift at a poem's end. Taking the local politics into the global, it's so brilliant and true. Thomas Lux, alas, passed in 2017, but his work endures. Listen up each week for more, and don't forget you can always learn about this region's upcoming poetry events by visiting sbpoetry.net. For Poetry Pick to Click, I'm George Acheson.